More and more parents are already doing this because research says it's much, much safer for those infants to be facing backwards if they're properly strapped into the seats. That's an issue because Sheriff's Deputy Aaron Nagley says about half the seats he inspects for the department are installed wrong when he checks them at special events for parents. Nagley says the seats are often too loose to be helpful, but a big problem is the stuff lying around in the car.
Another big thing we find is loose items in the vehicle. So we tell the parents, keep in mind that everything loose in your vehicle is traveling the speed of your vehicle. So in the event of a car accident, the seat might do its job, but if you have tools or bottles of pop or anything laying around the floor, that can also injure the child.
Nagley says when at one of these events to work with families on the car seats, he assembles it and installs it properly and then takes it out and has parents do it the right way so he can watch. His boss, Sheriff Tim Howard, says the mandatory under two law is a good idea.
Our deputies have been encouraging parents for the last 2 years to use the rear-facing seat. The fact that it will now soon become a law is certainly a wonderful thing. To the issues of the child safety seats, our deputies continue to do these seatbelt safety fairs.
Deputies also tell users to watch for recalls of car seats because that happens a lot and the seat might not be safe. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.